style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler. A wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
I remember when I was a lad, times were hard and things were bad. But there's a silver lining behind every cloud. Just poor people, that's all we were, trying to make a living out of blackland dirt. But we'd get together in a family circle singing loud. Daddy sang bass.
Mama sang tenor.
Me and little brother would join right in there.
Singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. No, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by.
Daddy sing bass.
Mama sing tenor.
Me and little brother will join right in there.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky. Remember after work, Mama would call in all of us. You could hear us singing for a country mile. Now little brother has done gone on, but I'll rejoin him in a song. We'll be together again up yonder in a little while.
Daddy sing bass.
Mama sing tenor.
Me and little brother will join right in there.
Cause singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. Oh no, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by.
Daddy'll sing bass.
Mama sing tenor.
Me and little brother will join right in there.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky. Sky, Lord, in the sky.
Ladies and gentlemen, Giuseppe Calavina.
Oh! think of can be used to kill bugs. Consider over 1,000 brands of insecticide. Or keep it simple. Burn them out. Use that naked fire. Dip all your pets in fatal powders. Exercise your own human fingers. A quick, high-pressure juicing between thumb and forefinger always does a reliable job. Just wash your hands in salt water. Or you can use a rolled-up newspaper. A rolled-up anything can be used to kill bugs. Electrocute them. Buy a stun gun or an automatic electronic bug zapper. Eat lots and lots of garlic. Take a hot shower. And I guarantee you, those insects will be jumping off of your body faster than ticks from the carcass of a dead moose. Spray your neighbor and your neighbor's house with pesticides. Use a helicopter. Just about everything you can think of can be used to kill bugs. Buy a mean bug-eating pet. Clean your toilet 10 or even 20 times a day and change your socks at least once a week. Scrutinize the genetic history of everyone in your local community. Terminate everyone who does not meet the universal standard. You know what I mean. Just do it now. It's only going to get worse.
There's the image of the lunatic professor running through a field with a butterfly net. That here is life. My lifetime living among bugs, I have learned that rather than to try to exterminate the bugs that are in all of us, it is our bugs that make us human beings. It is the bugs that are, in some respects, our most human characteristics. And rather than an attempt to exterminate, why not celebrate, embrace, to listen to the music of the bug world and give in to the pleasure of our own decay.
Nothing about bugs, you can't kill them all. 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 Nothing about bugs.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
My friend, is that why your nickname was General Butt Naked?
Seek professional help.
Even Papua New Guineans from the coast find life in the highlands pretty wild.
If the enemy dares to invade even an inch, the Revolutionary Armed Forces, where the whole country has been turned into an impregnable fortress, and the whole people have been equipped with arms, will smite aggressors mercilessly.
Nose hair, lint gland.
Es el programa número uno.
With Karen Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco, Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio Valencia.
tall on the dissecting table there. A monster sobbed that he couldn't eat as he held his head in his hands. I lost my head in the vampire's bed in Vegas at the Sands. A mummy stood in a case nearby. He heaved the most unearthly sigh. He talked like a corpse with a broken head. I cannot eat because I'm dead. So you can't eat, you dried up lush. Screamed the witch, why don't you hush? It won't stew is our delight. We'd rather eat, she shrilled, than fight. The beautiful corpse of a woman fair sat in the casket across the chair. Let's all have noodle soup, she said. I'm simply wild about chopped head. A group of vampires moaned disgust. This eating stuff is not for us. For we are blue bloods through and through. So give us blood, a quart or two. Wyatt screamed, the monster tall. Just a bunch of deadbeats, all. We must not fight, here comes the light. We'll have to feast tomorrow night.
Chasing me all over town. Psycho chicken.
is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to listen to the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on Radio Valencia. It's on Fridays, Friday night from 10 to midnight, and beyond. Who knows how late we run? I, Dr. Howland Owl, don't always know. But I promise you, this is the most amazing collection of radio memorabilia that you have ever had occasion to hear. The wonder, the terror, the savagery, and the splendor of Ask Dr. Hal live on radio. Call in and ask me a question, or any of the recondite crew who occasionally sits in. You yourself can join the party. It just takes a radio, the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio, and you, Friday nights, 10 to midnight on Radio Valencia.